Blog Talk Radio.
I know that all things are working for my good, yeah. He's intentional, never failing. All things are
working for my good.
He's intentional,
intentional.
Hey, and he's never failing. All things are working for my good. Never failing. All things are working. Hey, I know that all things are working for my good. Yes, they are. Yeah, I know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, all things are working for my good. I can smile again, and I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out, say that.
I don't have to worry, cause
it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me.
It's working for me.
And I can hold my head up.
It's working for me.
Hey, get your confidence back. Sing, I don't have to worry.
For me.
Hey, my face is rising now. And although I can't see how, I know that he's
to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening and God bless you, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and I'm so blessed to be with you here on this Wednesday night, May the 4th, as we present All Nations Christian Fellowship's Wednesday night Bible study. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and sisters, I would like to present to you the anointed host and facilitator of this Bible study, Apostle Zeta Flowers. She is the anointed pastor and founder of All Nations Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California, and she is an anointed and faithful servant here at the Spirit Alive Network. So please retrieve your Bibles, get something to write with and write on, and receive our anointed apostle, Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. God bless each and every one of you. I'm looking forward to sharing tonight what the Lord has put on my heart. Anyway, I'm just going to have a brief word of prayer before I get into it. I'm praying that this, I'll add that to my prayer. Father God, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. We come to you tonight, Lord, with our hearts bowed, our heads bowed. We come to you, Lord, looking to you, hallelujah, for all the answers that we need, hallelujah, looking to you for all that we need. We thank you that we can depend and lean on you, and we just praise you for it in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, I pray that the Holy Spirit will come forth. Holy Spirit, you are welcome, hallelujah, in our presence tonight.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, lead and guide me in this that I feel that has been given to me to teach on tonight. Persevering in prayer, or persevering in faith and prayer, because we need both.
Yes.
So I pray that you will take charge, that you will take over. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm just going to give you a quick rundown on perseverance and what it means to persevere. Because if we are born-again believers and we're connected to divine, we're connected to Jesus, then we are going to go through some things. We're going to go through some sufferings. We're going to face some trials, tribulations. We're going to go through some sickness and some pain, and as I said, suffering and even grief. Praise God. But we have someone that we can turn to that will help us, that will help us through it, that will help us to persevere. Because oftentimes, that's what we need to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because if we don't persevere, we may quit. We may become idle. We may leave a situation. We may discontinue our walk. Or maybe not even that, but some of the things that God has given us to do. And we don't want to do that, because we want to walk in obedience to him. So we don't want to stop. We don't want to give up. This isn't quitting time, but it's going on time. Hallelujah. In his power. Hallelujah. Because we can't do it without him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can't even muster up the power, hallelujah, that God has already given us. So we don't have to operate in ourselves. Hallelujah. We don't have to be dependent on anyone else except God. And as we know, he uses us as his people. We are his hands. We are his feet. We are his mouthpiece. And he's all
yes.
that we are all that he has called us to do. And sometimes we, in the body of Christ, sometimes we fall short. Sometimes we become weak. But those are the times that God will strengthen us the most. Hallelujah. In our weakness, hallelujah, he will give us strength.
Say that about
it. We can count on
it.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things that we encounter in this life, hallelujah, seem to be unbearable sometimes, but they're not. He told us in his word in Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Remember who strengthens you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And he has given us power over the devil. We can tread over serpents and scorpions, the Bible says. Hallelujah. And don't have to be concerned that any of these things will hurt us. So we can do the things that God has called us to do, that he has. We just have to walk in obedience, remain committed, ask for his help along the way, praise God, and it's okay if we call on somebody else, call others, hallelujah, for their help. We may need another sister's prayer today, hallelujah. On today, a pastor called me and just said, I felt led to call you today and just pray with you. And it was right at the point of time that I needed it. And, so God answers our prayers oftentimes before we even ask, before we even call on him. Our prayers are already answered. So I thank him for that today. I thank him for it. I am going through a little something now. It's not a little something. One of our church members of a long time, I've known her for 30 years. When I first met her, her son was just a baby. And last month, he turned 30 years old. And some of you know her, Sister Alta. And so I've been praying for her son and trying to be of some help and trying to come up with some guidance for him and so forth, because he's really going through. It was a shock to him, and he's an only child. So, God will give us, while we're in the midst of doing things that he's already given us, he'll give us something else to do. Amen. But if he gives it to you, don't think that you can't carry it out, because he doesn't put any more upon us than we can bear.
Amen.
So if God gives it to you to do, it can do it. Not only can it, it must be done if he gives it to you to do. So as I said before, there are going to be obstacles that will get in the way, that will, you know, oftentimes call people to just give up, to stop, to say, this is too much for me. But if God has given it, it isn't too much. So we must, as I said before, persevere. There are some times that we have to persevere, that we have to work it through, that we have to continue in our course of action, even in the face of difficulty. He didn't say that it would always be easy. So sometimes it's going to be difficult. All right? But do we give up? No, we don't. We continue in the faith, and we continue in prayer. We continue to go to God. We continue to even ask him, now I've done this, now what else would you have me to do? Or how do you want me to do it? Or what do you want me to say? Or who else do you want me to call on? And you know, when we do that, when we trust God in the things, the very things that he has given us, because sometimes we don't know what to do unless we ask him. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't always get the details right in front of us.
Come
print
on.
It. You know,
the truth,
hallelujah.
Now.
Well, we can just read it. Sometimes we just need to go back to God, because sometimes we miss even what he said.
Come on.
So we need to go back, Lord, and say, what is it that you told me? You know, who is it am I supposed to call? What am I supposed to do next? And he will give you direction. Hallelujah.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah. He will lead us and guide us. The Holy Spirit will bring back things to our remembrance. Hallelujah. Thank
you,
Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He will even nudge us. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. That's good.
When we are about to make a mistake. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He will let us know. Hallelujah. No, not that way. This way. Not there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not
come on now.
Hallelujah. But here. And I just praise God for that, because that's where we need to be as believers. You know, we need to know who God is.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we know? Hallelujah. We get in his word. We study his word. We learn how to pray. Hallelujah. We trust God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
That's faith. Hallelujah. And he will see us through. He will help us. Hallelujah. Remember, the Holy Spirit is our helper. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit will guide. Hallelujah. Lead. Show us. Hallelujah. Put people, cause people, put us on somebody else's heart and cause them to call us at the right time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Apostle Sherlene Cook, call me today at the right time.
Praise
yes.
the Lord.
At the right time.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. So if
Thank
we put our trust in him, the one that knows all things, hallelujah,
right.
the creator of all things, hallelujah, the one that's in charge of all things, hallelujah, we can make it.
Yes,
we
ma'am.
Can make it. Hallelujah. We won't go off course. We won't give up. We won't become idle. We won't stop. Hallelujah.
That's
we're not
right.
quitters. We're winners. In Christ
That's
Jesus.
That's right. Say that, Apostle.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank
ma'am,
you,
Mother Apostle. Say that.
Thank you, Jesus. So what we
yes.
will do, because we know who leads and guides us, we know who is for us, we know nobody else can
yes.
be against us, so we persist. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
We proceed.
Uh-huh.
We continue. We pursue.
Yes, yes.
We carry on. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And we continue in prayer. Hallelujah. That's what
yes.
we do.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So that we can carry out the task that he has given us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we can and if we do that, we can carry it out in the way that he has given it to you to
you
carry it
that.
Out. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's see, I need to check my time. Thank you, Lord. Let's see. I'm going to go to I'm going to go to Colossians. Let's go to the third chapter of Colossians. And I'm going to read the 17th verse. Anyway, okay. Yes, I wanted to point this out. Because it's so important. It says, Colossians 3 and 17, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus,
yes.
giving thanks to God and
mm-hmm.
the Father by him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So whatever we do in word or deed, sometimes, you know, we need to speak a word to somebody, hallelujah,
yes.
that will help them. Sometimes we need to be the listening ear for somebody.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Sometimes we need to
yes.
take something to somebody or give something
That's
to
right.
somebody. But you know what? When we do it, hallelujah, we should do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And
yes.
not feeling puffed up or like we're the only ones that can do it. Hallelujah. But knowing that God is doing it through us.
Yeah.
So therefore,
yeah.
like the scripture says here, the end of this verse, giving thanks to God
yes.
and the Father by
Amen.
Him.
Yes.
That's
yes,
who
man.
We give thanks
Say that.
To. Hallelujah. Because it's not about us. It's not in us, but it's what he has put in us. Hallelujah.
That's right.
That we
you
need
can.
To carry out so that
That's
others
right.
can be blessed. Hallelujah.
That's
so
right.
that we can comfort somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody will feel, even if they're having pain, they'll feel it less than they did.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And maybe they won't even have it at all. And when somebody's grieving, hallelujah, we need to pay attention to that. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Because
that's right.
Because we don't know. You don't know what they're feeling. You don't know what they're going through.
Yeah.
You don't know the hurt.
That's
you don't
right.
know the pain. Hallelujah. You don't know the situation always. So we need to pray. Hallelujah. We need to do these things. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So that
yeah.
he will receive the glory. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
not about us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't deserve any glory. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do need to do is make sure that everything we do will bring glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you,
yes.
Jesus. Thank
Teach
you, Lord God.
Here.
Man.
Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to ask you to go to same chapter, the third chapter, and let's go to the first through the fourth verses. It says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above and not things on earth. For ye are dead, hallelujah, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Hallelujah. In other words, our members are dead. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And our life is hid with Christ in Christ Jesus. It's not about us. Hallelujah. It's not about self. Hallelujah. And oftentimes we will have to just set self aside. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And just allow, hallelujah, Christ to move and act through you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So that others will be blessed, and others will even get to know him in a better relationship, because that's what we want. We want to, with our relationship with God, those of us that are saved and set ourselves apart from the world, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And when we say we're dead from the world. We're dead from the things that we used to think satisfied us. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And we're alive in Christ Jesus. So
yes.
That's what needs to come forth. Hallelujah. That our affections are on things above and not things on earth. What am I doing that is going to bless somebody else, that's going to cause somebody else to want to have the relationship with Christ Jesus that I do? Because that's what it's about. That's what he really wants, is to have a relationship with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And even at a funeral, there's an opportunity to reach out to those that are hurting and suffering and grieving. There's a time to let them know that there is a Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And what he has done. Hallelujah. He rose on the third day. Hallelujah. And he did it for us. And so he did it for us, so that we also can have a resurrected life and an eternal life in Christ Jesus. Now I'm going to stop, and I'm going to turn this time over to Apostle Shirlene Cook. Hallelujah, for any comments or anyone that's in the studio.
Amen.
God bless you all.
What a wonderful
thank
word.
You, Apostle Cook, for this time.
Oh, you are so welcome. God bless you. Yes, indeed. That was short,
indeed.
Sweet, and to the, but it was definitely to the point. And what I loved, Mother Apostle, was how you kept saying, you know, letting it be known, let all things be done for the glory of God. You know what?
Yeah.
Because too many people today, and I'm just going to call a thing a thing, they're wanting to move and speak and do without the benefit, and have not spoken to God about a thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what I love what you said was, they, you know, when we prayerfully do things, we'll know how to deal with, to love on others and to really, really encourage others, even when we ourselves may be going through some stuff.
If
a person is already grieving, or if a person is truly sick, this is not the time for another saint to come along and dump your problems on them. See, when we encourage people, we have to do it prayerfully. Because what we're trying to do is, what we want to do is be God's voice, God's hands, God's feet, so that they might, so they will be able to persevere. So I just love how you just, you know, you just kept saying, to the glory, do all things and do it heartily, and to the glory of God, for the honor of God, and that has to be done first and foremost in love, and praying for people. Praying for people is one of the most loving things that we can do for one another, especially when we are going through. So right now, if you're sitting in our studio tonight, we do have members of the Spirit Alive family in the house tonight. And, of course, I will give you a moment to speak because this was powerful, like I said, and I know a lot of you can testify how God has brought you through some things or just want to give God praise. But if you're in our studio and you would like to also like to have a word, we would be glad to hear from you. Please push your 1 on the keypad of your phone, and that will let me know that you would like to join the praise party. I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. Please state your name. And then, hallelujah, give God some glory. So we're going to start out with area code 510, last 4 digits, 9861. Hallelujah, please give please share your name, brother and sister, and welcome to the praise part.
Hi, Bishop Cook. God bless you. I'm back again. Sister Scott, she told me that you were on.
Tonight. Oh, hallelujah.
I said I was so tired, but Sister Bishop Scott, I'm so tired. It's like, and I know it is, the enemy did snatch the energy out of me. I have a relative that's sick in my home. And he,
yes, ma'am.
His foot, his ankle, and his legs have been bothering him, and he went to the hospital last year, had a blood clog on his lung, blood clot behind his leg, I tell you, and he's not feeling good right now. His name is Carl Jordan, and I tell you, I've been, trying to help him, cook food to him and everything, and I tell you, I had to go shopping today, and I'm like, and Sister Michelle, she texted me and told me that you all was going to be on tonight. I said, you know what, I'm going to listen, because I was so tired. I felt like that.
Yes, I'm going to listen.
I said, this will encourage me and give me strength. Bishop Cook, I do love you and miss you. And the lady that preached Bible school, the Bible study just now, her words was right on time. Her words was powerful. I needed to hear that.
Yes.
Cause I can't give up. The
devil
is
alive. Keep on pushing, mother.
Right.
I can't give up.
Yeah.
I got to keep going. But I thank you because that gave me energy and it gave me enlightenment and it gave me more hope and more faith. And I said, I can do this. I can run this race.
Yes,
I can.
You can.
I said, I may be strong.
Yes, you can.
But see, my knees is real hurting as well. And I have arthritis in my arm, arthritis in both of my knees, and I have edema in my legs. But I tell you, God is good. I needed to hear that.
Amen.
I miss you, Bishop Cook. I miss you.
Come
all.
On back.
And
we always here.
A lot of family. God bless you all, and I hope you all are having a wonderful. Well, it's still a new year. It's the 5th month in the year. And wishing all of you ladies a very happy and blessed Mother's Day, which is coming up this Sunday. So God bless
you
all. And I'll try to tune in as often as I can because I enjoyed it before and I enjoyed it just now. That was a wonderful, wonderful Bible study. Thank you.
We are so glad that you are here, Mother. Oh, it is so wonderful to hear your voice. I thought that was you, but I said, you know what? Hallelujah.
Yes.
I praise God. I praise God. So we just give God glory for you. Thank you for being here. We're going to now move on to area code 510, the last 4 digits, 9691. This is the other mother. Glory to God. Come on in the room.
Hello there. I'm just so blessed and happy to have Sister Mantee call me to remind me of the program.
Aww.
And I tuned in, and it was just so uplifting. I just thank God for that young lady who did the message, and it just made me feel so good. And I just tune in on God every day. I just love him, and if it weren't for him, I don't know what I'd do or where I'd be. So I just want to say thank you, and I will be listening in the future. And I want to say God bless all of you, and another wish you a happy, happy Mother's Day, and God bless you all. Thank you so much.
And to our beautiful mothers from Good Shepherd, hallelujah. We just want all of us here at Spirit Alive, love and miss you. We just want to wish you, both beautiful, phenomenal women of God, a very blessed and happy Mother's Day. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And before we move to our Spirit Alive family, if it is with the permission of Apostle Zeta, we're talking about persevering through prayer. So if she would be so kind as to allow me to just pray for the prayer request that we just heard.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
And if you could add Altar Son, Devin.
Yes, I'm going to add him too.
All right. And Stacy Hegler needs prayer for sciatica.
Yes, ma'am. Gotcha. Oh, hallelujah.
Okay.
We talking about some perseverance right now. So let's go. Most gracious and Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace, sir, just praising you, magnifying you, and glorifying you for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. Lord God, we thank you for your darling son, Jesus, who hung, bled, and died so that we have the right to come before your throne. Asking what we will, knowing that it shall be done. Lord, we just thank you that we live, we move, and we have our very being in you. Now, Father God, we just come before your throne of grace right now, before we go any further, just saying, Father, if we've done anything, anything at all, by omission or by commission, Father, please forgive us. Please create in us a clean heart. Please cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord. Because in all that we do, Lord, we want to give you the honor and the glory so that you will receive all the praise. That, Lord, we just come before you now, lifting up Mother Matt T. Mother Givens. Hallelujah. Little Brother Kevion.
Thank you, Jesus.
We just come lifting up Sister Stacy to you, Lord. Father God, we want to thank you that you have already given them your persevering power through your Holy Ghost. Lord, we want to thank you for Mother Matty, that even though, Lord God, she has her own issues, she's still, Lord God, trying to be about your business, trying to be about loving others, trying to be about caring about other people, Father God, and doing it, Lord, with a cheerful heart. Lord God, I want to thank you right now for Mother Givens, who still stands, Lord God, as a pillar and a living example of what a godly woman should be, just like Mother Matty. I want to thank you for all these beautiful mothers on this line tonight. Hallelujah. And those that have been a mother and a father that are listening all over the world. You have aches and pains, but you still get up and go to work to provide for your children. Hallelujah. I want to ask the Lord to bless you and bless you indeed. Hallelujah. I praise God for those women that get on their knees and they pray for their children, even though they are being talked about, misused, abused. My Lord, my Lord, they have to deal with so much. But
yes.
they know, Lord God,
yes.
that you are their strength. They
oh,
know,
yes.
Lord God, that you love them and you will come through.
Yes.
They know,
oh,
Lord
yes.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But all they have to do is cry out to you.
Lord,
because you
yes.
will do all things but fail.
Yes.
And Lord God,
yes.
we get, and all the, even in the times of trouble, even in the times of tribulation, even in the at our worst, Lord God, we still want to give you our best. We want to give
yes.
you our glory. We want to give you our adoration. We want to give you our praise. We want to give you our service so that more people
oh,
will come to you.
Yes. Yes,
yeah.
Jesus.
So, Lord God, we're praying right now
Lord.
For every mother all over this world.
Yes.
Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will endow them with wisdom, knowledge,
mm-hmm.
discernment, and understanding. Help them to stand up, Father God, and teach
yes.
your values. Pass down your
yes.
mantle, Father God, in the
yes,
face
yes,
of whatever's
yes.
going on in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Because only you, Lord God, are our
only
saving
you.
Grace. Not
yeah.
what they have, not who they know, but who, hallelujah, but how they serve you.
Yeah.
And Lord,
yeah.
we pray for those that may be listening tonight that have been out there. They're in bondage, Lord God,
yeah.
to their, you know, they have been allowing the things and the vices of this world to try to lull them into a false sense of security. Lord, we pray that those chains will be broken tonight
yes,
in the
mercy.
Name of Jesus
yes.
and they would turn
yes,
themselves
mercy.
Over to you. Come and ask you, Lord God,
yes.
for you to be their Lord and their Savior in the name of Jesus so
in
that
the
they will
of
know
Jesus.
How to persevere when the times get tough and the
yes.
and the going
yes.
gets rough. Lord God,
gets
if people
rough.
Think
yes.
it's bad
yes.
now, they haven't seen nothing
yes.
yet, Lord.
Lord,
so let us
yes.
learn how to pray. Let us learn how to
yes.
put aside every weight, Lord God. We pray right
yes.
now that you will continue, Lord, to prosper us in our soul.
Yes.
So
yes.
that we can help to prosper your kingdom. Lord,
yes.
we pray that you will just continue, Lord, to endow us with your peace so that
Lord,
we can
God.
Speak life
yes.
to others. We
yes.
pray in
yes.
the name of
Lord.
Jesus that you will give us more of your joy. So that it would overflow
yes, yes.
onto others, so they might focus
Lord,
on your glory and your might and your majesty
yes.
instead of their problem.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, let us be effective
yes,
witnesses
Lord. Oh, Jesus.
For who you are,
yes,
so that they might come to you and serve you in spirit and in truth.
Yes,
Lord,
yes.
I want to thank you for my own mother. I want to
thank
yes, you
thank
for
you.
Mother
Jesus.
Apostle Zeta.
Thank you for her.
I want to say a special
yes.
thank you. For my sister, Evangelist Michelle Scott.
Yes,
I want to
yes,
even say
Lord.
A special
yes,
thank you
Lord.
For the men of God that are present in this room.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you.
Because,
Jesus.
Lord God, we thank you for our brothers that stand with us in
yes,
all that
yes,
work.
We do. Yes.
So, Lord God, just continue to bless
yes.
and to keep
mm.
as we... As we continue to praise, honor, glory, and worship and live for you. And it is in the
yes,
mighty matchless name of Jesus I do pray all things. Amen and glory to
amen.
God. Okay,
amen.
I feel better now. We can move on. Praise Jesus. Let us get
amen.
On down to letting the Spirit Alive family have a word. Hallelujah. Mother Mitchell, come on in the room.
Oh, praise God, Bishop. I am so thrilled to be here that the Lord laid it on my heart to get on the program tonight. I love Apostle Zeta so much. And I've
thank
heard
you.
the weakness, if for lack of a better word. And I'm not saying weak in a bad way, but I know you're grieving and you're suffering from
mm-hmm.
your friend at your church. And I asked Bishop,
mm-hmm.
I said, I'm praying for Sister Zeta. I said, I'm not feeling that spirit on her like I always feel coming off of her.
Oh,
and my,
yes.
my bishop told me, she said, what you were going through. And I said, see there? Thank you, Jesus. I could have thought
thank
it was because
you've
been to the crack house and the back house and the whatever house. But she's just grieving for a precious friend. And I said,
thank
I'm going to pray
Jesus.
That much harder because I know how hard that is.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know what it is to go through grief.
Yes.
But I just thank God that I'm moving forward. I'm praying that he will give me prayers. You know, when I'm in my secret closet, I can do such beautiful prayers to the Lord.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
And I know they receive.
Glory.
But I want to be able to do that more for my brothers and sisters so they can hear me praying for them. So they
thank
can
you,
hear
Jesus.
The power
Amen.
That can be
thank you,
out
Lord.
Of us in
yes.
prayer for our sisters mm-hmm. and brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to pray more and more and more and keep
thank
moving
you,
forward in the name of
Hallelujah.
Our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Because he
thank you.
Us.
Hallelujah.
We have to
right.
drink the beer sometimes, but that's all right.
That's okay. All right, mother. That's good.
No way. And he keeps that, us. So I thank
yeah.
you, Bishop. I thank
Amen.
You.
All right now. Come on, Evangelist Michelle.
Amen.
Come on in the room, because we're going to get everybody
yes.
in tonight. Amen.
Amen, and God bless you. Apostle Zeta, for that timely message. It was well received
yes.
by my heart. And I just thank you for reminding us that we need to persevere and press
yes.
on through whatever trials
yes.
and tribulations
yes.
that we're going through.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
You,
when you're going through, you were right when you said, even though we're going through, and as
yes.
Jesus said, even though we're going through, there's always
yes.
somebody else going through. And it's
yes.
we keep loving on them and praying
yes.
for them. It helps
yes.
us. It helps us to get through
mm.
what we're going through, loving and praying with others that are in need. It
yes.
keeps
yes.
your mind.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
that's good.
When you're praying
thank
for
you, Lord.
Someone else. I thank God for you all. I thank God for Mother Givens and Mother Matty calling in
yeah.
and giving
yes.
glory.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. We love them.
Yes.
Amen.
We love them and miss them.
Yes.
And God bless
you.
You. Amen.
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 Amen. Now, look, like I always said, we always have a sergeant at arms in the room, usually in the person of Deacon William Isbell, and I don't know how he may be feeling, but you know I'm not going to be remiss and not give him an opportunity to speak about prayer and perseverance
oh, yeah.
because he too has a testimony. Deacon William, would you like to share anything with us tonight, sir?
Well, certainly. It's an honor to
yeah.
be back on Spirit Alive. I thank you, Bishop Cook. Good to hear my good friend, Mother Mitchell, and to Apostles Zeta Flowers. I want to thank you so much
yeah.
for this message. But I want to go back several Sundays when you preached a sermon about God's plan for you and how much
yeah.
meant that. Because
thank you,
Jesus. January 20th, I had an operation which was supposed to be routine. But it was anything but routine, and they still don't
well.
Understand why. But I came very close to death. So obviously, God's plan for me was that he was not done with me yet, that I still have more
Amen.
Work to do.
Yeah.
So,
Jesus.
I
yeah.
do,
thank you
for, do thank you for the Spirit of Life family. God bless you all. And keep listening, folks. Just keep listening.
Hey,
Amen.
We love you, Deacon. We love you. We love
Amen.
You. We love you. God bless
Amen.
You. Hallelujah. I just want to, like I said, this was a beautiful, absolutely beautiful and timely message, Mother Apostle Zeta Flowers.
Yes, it was.
As always, as always, Amen. And,
Amen.
You know, again, so many people, we want God to bless us. We seek God for God to bless us. But we don't, too many of us don't, we don't want to do the work. And perseverance
yeah.
is a part of the process. You see, if God,
yeah.
if we were to pray and God were to just give us everything that we prayed for right then and there on the spot, we wouldn't appreciate it. We might not understand the process. We might get set up for some pitfalls down the way. That's how come we have to pray.
pray through the through those hard times. Because see, as we as you know, the enemy is never going to come at us when we are energized, when we are revived.
Right.
And you know, he's never going to come at us where as Apostle Zeta says, when we just resurged. Okay, that's not when he comes. He comes when
Amen.
We're tired, when we're scared.
Yes.
When
yes.
we're in pain.
Yes.
When we're caring for other people that might, you know,
yes.
and they that may or may not always be so loving or so kind because they're in pain.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
that's when the old enemy comes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he
right.
wants to whisper them sweet nothings in our ear. You know, you should just give up. I wouldn't put up with that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go over there and
yeah.
tell them nothing. I wouldn't keep on
yes.
taking care of them. I wouldn't do this and I wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that, and so you know that's why we have to remain in prayer by the power
oh,
of the Holy
yes.
Spirit.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why we have to
yes,
persevere. We can only persevere through prayer. You know, we have to
yes.
our prayer is our language to God. So we have to allow God.
Yes.
to walk and talk us through the storm, you know.
Because
yeah, see,
right.
when a general is leading the troops, he sometimes he might throw up some signs with his fingers and just motion, and you know, and things happen, they move. But sometimes
yeah.
he has to start barking orders and telling them which way to go. You know, telling people which way to go. Well, that's the and it's the same with God. When we go up there and we pray, Father, what is your will in this situation?
Amen.
Yes.
You know, Lord, what would you have me do? Even if we think
yes.
we've heard
yes.
from him on a situation,
thank
you know,
you.
And,
yes.
and then something comes up against us, and we might start thinking, uh-oh, maybe I didn't hear from God. Maybe I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Just because something comes up against God's plan for you in your life doesn't mean that it's not of God. That's why you have to persevere. You have to talk to the Lord and see what the Lord is telling you.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Again, I want to
yes.
thank you for that beautiful reminder that we do have to persevere.
Yes.
It is a part of
yes.
the process. And when we keep our mind stayed on Jesus, when, like you said, when we learn how to pray, when we
yes.
not only be readers of that word and hearers of that word, but when we truly become doers of that word, then
yes.
we know we got this. We know we can stand because we're not standing in our own strength, but we're standing
right.
in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And
yes.
if we know he can do all things but fail, then we don't want to sit on the, you know, when you know something good is coming, you don't want to sit out. You pacing the floor. You try to, you can't wait for it to get there. You are out. You
yes.
want to, you know,
yes.
you waiting
stuff.
On it.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
You be like, okay, I can't wait to see what the Lord
mm-hmm.
does. Come on, Jesus. I know we got the victory. I just want to see how you beautifully, you look, I just want to see how you lay it out. You know what I'm saying?
yeah. So he can
do it. See, to me, watching God work, that is the beauty of the Lord.
Amen.
You know? And
Amen.
The more you see,
yeah.
you can hear him and feel him walking and talking with you through your prayer life, the more you will
yes.
be able to stand. And so once again, I would
yes.
just like to thank Apostle Zeta Flowers for that beautiful message and teaching, persevering
yes.
through prayer. Because right about now, that's the only way we're going to make it, saints of God. That's
yes.
the only way
yes.
we're going to be empowered to
yes.
do what God called us to do.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I just thank you again. I thank Mother Mitchell. I thank Mother Givens. I want to thank Mother Mattie. Of course, I want to thank
yeah.
Deacon William, and I want to thank my
yeah.
dear sister, Elizabeth Michelle, and all of you other and all of the listeners that were in the studio tonight. And I also want to thank all of you that are listening via your computers. we have Skype, the chat rooms, et cetera. Just know that we love you. And, of course, I invite you, if you are in the Oakland area, to reach out to Apostle Zeta Flowers. She truly is a woman of God. She truly does do the work of the Lord, and she's always makes herself available to she works in the trenches. You know what I mean? She's not one of these I need to be seen apostles. She's like Jesus. You know, she's going out of the way to bless those that people don't see. And to do for those that people don't want to recognize. You know, so we just continue to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just ask a continued special dispensation upon Apostle Zeta Flowers for all that she does.
Yes,
for your
Lord.
We thank you for this Bible study, Lord God. We just want to pull down. We just pray that tonight on through her study, that someone will have broken the yokes of fear, Lord God, that the yoke of doubt, Lord God,
Jesus,
courage, Lord, just by knowing all they have to do is call on you and call on your righteous name, and you are there for us, God.
Yes.
Said in your own words, you would never leave us nor forsake us. So, Lord, this was a message for a time such as this. We want to bless you, O God, for the message and for the messenger. Continue to use her. Bless her going out and coming in. Bless her household of faith, Lord God. Bless her family,
Lord
God. And we just pray that you continue to bless each and every person that was listening tonight, because we know that you know what they stand in the need of. So, Lord, we just want to give you all the honor and the glory and the praise in your holy and beautiful righteous Son, Jesus' name. Amen. My friend, you have been listening to All Nations Wednesday Night Bible Study with the very humble and anointed Apostle Zeta Flowers. And the Spirit Alive family. Hallelujah. Cause we have to get in here for our Bible study. We love our Bible study. So we just want to thank all of you for listening. We want to praise God for all of you. And we just pray that you continue to walk with us here at the Spirit Alive Network. On tomorrow night, you can join us once again, where you will be, where Apostle J. Leon Travis will bring you Gap Ministries Bible Study. We all about transformation over here at the Spirit Alive Network. And you can't be transformed if you're not reading the Word of God. Amen. So we just pray that you continue to walk with us, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household of faith to yours, it is truly our fervent prayer that you and your household be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. And mothers, happy Mother's Day. God bless you, and good night.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Love you all.
Love you. Good night, everybody.
Love you, too.
Love you.